At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Oh, man, you're rolling. I didn't know you were rolling. I was just getting warmed up. Let's do it, man. I am in a good mood today.
No, we're not rolling.
No. It's good, man.
No, I'm not rolling yet.
Oh, okay. I mean, let's get it going. Like, what are we waiting on?
I'm actually rolling. He doesn't know it.
I mean, people are wondering.
Yeah, I'm not rolling yet, dude.
Okay. All right.
Hey, can I? I'm rolling now.
Okay. What can you what?
Can I be given a tangent about podcasts and I could go on?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. This is your podcast, man.
At some point,
I don't know why you're asking permission. Like, you don't.
Because you have the menu.
I do have the menu. You want to know what's on the menu?
Turn up the heat. It's about 62 degrees in here.
It is kind of cold. You want to know what's on the menu?
Yeah, I'd like some appetizers, a drink, and then also a main course.
Golf. Soccer. Adrian Peterson. Baseball. Batter's box. College football playoff. What an incredibly enticing menu. We're going to cover every single sport, it seems like. And they say we're not a sports podcast. You know what I say? More sports, less lifestyle.
You sound drunk, and that's what happens when you do 30 podcasts in one day. You are under oath. Did you do another podcast this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It takes
the Bobby Bones show. The big show.
No, you did another one besides that, and it takes your creative juices away a little bit.
No!
I'm fine with podcast stacking, but why do you guys think Dana White walked out on that one podcast interview? You can't do 10 podcasts in a day!
Can I be honest? I feel like that Dana White one was set up.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. I could be totally wrong.
No.
But go on your tangent.
Well, I'm with you. Tangent doesn't have to happen now. It can free flow. But the Dana White thing could be set up because Dana White is friends with Bob Menery. Bob Menery is friends with Howie Mandel. Howie Mandel has had Bob Menery on his podcast before. Yes, it very well could be set up where Bob said, hey, this will be a funny Instagram clip. Don't ask me why Dana White needs a funny Instagram clip when he's worth probably $1 billion.
Hey, have you seen your idol talking?
Menery?
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he's been in podcasts.
He was on with Shannon Sharp, dude. Some of the stuff he says. Damn.
Deep, or funny or weird or sexy.
Deep. Because he's talking about how he signed with LeBron James's was his agent. And when he was in Cleveland, LeBron would be like, hey, man, why don't you come over to the house, watch some games? Why don't you come over to the house, play some poker with friends? And he'd just blow him off like, nah, man, no. And he just shunned LeBron James like, no. And he says to this day, he regrets it. He says, that was a huge mistake. He goes, I was so depressed that my idol in life, I couldn't get out of bed when he was trying to take me under his wing and show me the ropes. I thought, like, the documentary was fine. That's almost better than the documentary.
It is.
Like that didn't. Why wasn't that in the documentary?
Documentary was him partying with a White Claw, saying, "Hey, I've changed." What? You're still drinking though and partying. What?
Yeah, he said he felt bad for letting LeBron down. He said he felt bad for letting Skip Bayless down because Skip Bayless was always on TV talking about how big Johnny Manziel was going to be, how he was going to be bigger than LeBron in Cleveland. And he said, man, it's still bad. And he said, how do you lose 40 pounds? He goes, you're on a strict diet of blow.
Oh, that's pretty real.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's like Bob Menery. He said when he was at the golf course back in the day, he had a steak in front of him. And he goes, nowadays, I'm eating a steak, potatoes before I go on the golf course. Back in the day, it was just a little white baggie.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, we did none of that yesterday when we hit the golf course.
That's
none of it.
Good segue.
None of it.
We got to do the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Arnold, get in here. Okay, we're going to do it all together as men. Come here, grab me. Not there, you son of a... That was a front grab. I said, give me a grab around the shoulder, man. Not my pocket. When I was trying to play pocket pool, let's do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers. What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of town now with Baser. We moved to the countryside. We did live in an apartment. The lease ended, and it just coincided with the house being done. I believe there was some work behind the scenes that it allowed that to coincide. And what was I going to say about a lease? Oh, there's a building lease coming up. We're actually moving from this building very soon.
I'll believe it when I see it. I've heard that before. It's been 2.5 years, and we're still here. We haven't seen salespeople since the freaking Jimmy Carter, what is it called?
Administration. Somebody told me that this lease ends this year, and that's hot.
That's hot goss?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. I'll believe it when I see it. Like I said, I have no idea. That other building is just like a figment of my imagination because I've never been allowed in it.
And also the top sales dude that we went over for Christmas.
Yeah.
We all went to his house. Dude, he comes in here and goes, hey, building lease is ending. And I go, hey, we need actually a tutorial. I don't know how to park over there. Where am I going to put my car? How is there a tag I put on it?
When's this lease expiring, Ray?
I don't think I can say on here, but it's this month.
It is more than 6 months away, and you are already freaking out. This is a glimpse into Ray's mind, people. This is a glimpse at Ray in a nutshell. We are more than 6 months away from moving to the building, and he immediately goes to, how do I park? Do I get a sticker? What spaces do I get? Is there a certain level of the parking garage I have to park on? Dude, you need to R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
He goes, come and see the building sometime. You, lunch, everybody. I can show you around. And I said, yeah, that's fine. And Danny, where the do I park? When you pull up to the gate, is there a key card you have? Do you got to pay? And then they validate it. These are all valid questions. No pun intended.
It is a valid question, but it's not something to stress about over 6 months from now. Something that is happening in the more than half the year from now.
And he goes,
football will be back on your television when we are moving, and you're already stressed about the parking.
And I go, he said, yeah, just come on over, man. There's the vending area. I think there's a ping pong table. You guys can slap it around. I said, I love to slap it around, man. Slappy, slap, slap. And then I go, are you aware, though, it's on a major street, and then there's no real side streets that you park on because it's right along I-40. I said, so kindly, salesperson, where the f*** do I park? And that's where we left it. So that's why I'm now warning you.
And my wife showed me a little bit of Ray this weekend, Ray. When we were in Chattanooga. Forgot to tell you this. There's a couple things I left out of my Chattanooga story.
And speaking of Chattanooga, I tagged him in all our Instagram stories.
Did they repost them?
I don't know, but then I realized we kind of bashed them.
the Visitors Bureau did not say, hey, let's add this to our reel. Nope, thanks. All right.
I thought cool. about it after the fact. We didn't really say anything positive.
No, I said it's good.
Okay.
I said it's all right.
The train?
The train? Well, not so much. I think you need the trees to be blooming and blossoming before you go on the train, or else you're just going to see piles of trash everywhere. But like I said, the kids didn't notice the trash. But we went to breakfast on Saturday morning.
It's called brunch.
No. When we go, it's breakfast because it's 8 a.m.
Yeah, anytime it's on a Saturday or Sunday, it's still called brunch.
Oh, I didn't know that. And we went to a little place. I don't know if it's considered downtown. I don't know what section of Chattanooga we were in. But we parked on the street. It was two-hour parking. We went to the restaurant, and on the window it says, let our family feed yours. So we put our name on the list, we got our table, we eat, and we got 35 minutes until our parking expires.
Wait, so you had sat there for an hour and a half?
Well, it took about 25 minutes to get a table, and then you eat for an hour, and then you leave.
Yeah, see, I'm not that 35 minutes, I'm not going to enjoy it.
The last 35 minutes, I was like, we should just walk up and down the street, see the shops, let the kids get some energy out because they've been stuck at a table. And my wife's like, yeah, that's a good idea. We walk one store, and she's like, we should probably go back now.
Exactly,
we should probably go back now.
That's exactly how I would have felt.
And I'm like, what? She goes, we only have 30 minutes left on the meter. I said, the car is 27 feet from us.
You get a couple stores deep, all of a sudden you start thinking, was it that street or was it another one? Now you're five streets away.
And we walk a couple more. She's like, I really think we should turn back. I really think we need to get back to the car. I said, you said we have 28 minutes now. She goes, yeah, but I mean, what if it's not 28 minutes? What if I said, you know what time we parked? Like we got here at this time. We got here at 8 a.m.
So I always do the stopwatch for those at home.
You do what?
You do this when you park, you do the stopwatch, then you can refer to it right away and know the exact minute amount until you got to get back to your vehicle.
So on your phone, you have like a timer countdown?
Yeah, and you're going to finish your story, but I'm going to say the genesis. It just all came to me of why I hate parking, why I'm terrified of parking, and why it's just such a huge thing in my life. Continue.
So we walk a little, and she's like, look, we really have to turn around. We have to cross street and go back. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So we only went like five stores down. We cross the street. We walk in front of the fire department. All the kids look at the fire trucks in the windows. Cool. They start climbing on some structure. And then my three-year-old is like, I got to go pee-pee. And I'm like, all right, well, we'll just go ride back across the street to the restaurant and we'll meet you guys. And she goes, we'll be at the car. Can you give me the keys? We'll be at the car.
She started to panic.
And so I'm like, yeah.
Great. I don't think some of our sounds were working. That's going to sound awkward.
So I'm like, fine. Okay, here are the keys. She's like, I got to. And I mean, the car is literally six cars away. And she's like, come on, guys. Boys, we got to go right now. Boys, we have to go. And I'm like, wow. So me and the three-year-old go across the street. We go in. He goes pee. We walk out. And she's sitting in the driver's seat.
Hey.
And I'm like, why are you in the driver's seat? And she goes, well, that way if someone came, I could act like I'm pulling off. Like, I can act like I'm pulling out of the spot so they don't give me a ticket. I'm like, my Lord, you just made this last 30 minutes, the most stressful 30 minutes of my life.
I mean, that's hilarious. That's a woman after my own heart, except for we're already both married. Can I tell you where this all comes from?
Yes, please.
My entire life, I grew up in the country. We never had parking issues. I just realized it the other day, why I'm terrified and I hate parking. I moved to Austin, Texas, and South Beach goes, dude, Austin, Texas is the worst parking spot you'll ever see in your entire life. I moved south when I'm 22. Dude, we would drive around Austin and 6th Street for hours looking for parking. Every time, every weekend, anytime we went there. Hey, let's go visit my friend on 52nd Street. Drive around, loop, make the loop. Oh, there's somebody leaving for class. Hurry, pull in. There were times we got towed. $200 ticket, $300 ticket. Because of that two-month window of my entire life, dude, I am petrified of parking and meters, and it just always told me, never get towed again, never deal with this absolute shit. So because of that, I am now anal with parking because of Austin, Texas, and that small window of my life.
I understand parking can be stressful because I know that there was one time I was the perfect parking spot that we had on 6th Street. There was a church, like 3 or 4 blocks up. So I would say, not on 1st Street. You know, I mean, it went 6th Street, 5th Street,
Red River.
No, it went the other way. It went 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. Maybe 11th.
Red River. There was also Congress.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like on 11th and, I don't know, San Jack. I don't remember exactly.
Cesar Chavez.
No, no. Cesar Chavez was south. This was north of 6th Street.
Mopac.
No, no, no. It was between Mopac and 35. And you could park in this parking lot and leave it overnight. So we would park there and then take a cab home and go get your car in the morning. Never had to pay a dime.
Because it was a church.
It was a church. They were all about, amen, hallelujah, praise Jesus. After about 2 years, 2.5 years, they decided, oh, no more of these drunk idiots because everybody's leaving beer bottles and just their parking lot was trash. So it put up a sign, church parking only. That was annoying. So a couple parking stories. One time I was leaving 6th Street, going to get a cab, and there's this girl outside of fuel. And she's kind of crying. She's sitting there on the wall, and she's crying. And me, she's hot, dude. She's a hot chick. And so I sit down, and I was like, hey, what's wrong? Everything okay? Turns out, UT cheerleader.
Fuel.
And she was a couple years younger than me, and she had gone to the same high school.
Rewind. Did you say UT cheerleader?
Yeah.
Props.
UT cheerleader. And I'm like, well, hello, you know? So we start talking. And
Hi there. I manage Bevo.
And she said, no, she didn't do Bevo. She did cheerleeding. And she's, oh, how you been?
I was acting like
been?
That was you.
How have you been? I'm like, I don't remember you from high. You were younger than me in high school. I don't know you, but you are smoking hot. And so she gives me her number. She's like, I just can't find my friends or whatever. So then she finds her friends, and then she texts me the next day.
1-800-GET-LOST.
And so it was during summer school. And she's like, hey, come over to my apartment. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, I don't know where to park. She goes, you can park in any of the spots, you know what I mean? Because it's summer. It's cool. I'm like, all right, cool. And so I go to her apartment, and it's getting late, you know what I mean? We do our thing, and it's like midnight, and I got to work the next day. And I'm like, all right, I'm about to take off. She goes, all right. I walk down. Damn tow truck has my car on the freaking tow truck.
On the rack.
And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Take the car down. Take the car down.
Take this $1 bill.
Take it down. Take it down. He was like, oh, man, I already got it on the rig. It cost you $75 to get it down. I'm like, but you haven't taken anywhere. He goes, if I'd have taken it somewhere, it's $150. So I had to pay this dude $75 to drop the vehicle right there in the parking lot.
But that was a good transaction.
Good transaction. But I look at her and I'm like, I thought it didn't matter. She goes, I didn't know. And I'm like, you're hot. I'll be back tomorrow. So there's that one. Then there was
the old, it doesn't matter. It usually doesn't. Your friends know for the most part, but there's that one time a tow truck driver get a wild hair.
Yeah, it mattered. It probably had signage, and I was too blinded by the, oh, my God, I'm going up to this UT cheerleader's freaking apartment.
And I hate to interrupt you, but if also South Beach taught me this, if an apartment has a gate, he said, if you sneak in the gate, how can a tow truck get in there if there's a gate? And it was a great point.
Except for that it's not.
I mean, I never, for the most part, he was right. But like, if
they have contracts with those apartment complexes.
Where they open it up.
So they have a button to open it up.
Because there was a great one, me and South Beach used to park at, and he's right. Anytime somebody left, you pull in really quick. If you did that, there's no way a tow truck can make that same maneuver.
Yeah, that's true.
Continue.
So then there was this girl, Brenda, that she used to work at the radio station, and we did our thing for a few years, like just boom, 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 and one night.
Was she a Ravens fan?
That was Monica, yeah.
She was great.
Yeah, Monica was a Ravens fan, but no.
Signed a lot of deals, Ray.
Brenda was, you know, she worked there, and we did our thing for a few years, and one night I ran into her on 6th Street.
Fuel and again?
Not fuel. And I see her, and we go back and we get in the back of the seat of her car. We make out, fool around, fogging up the windows. And she's like, "You ready to go?" And I'm like, "I'm too messed up. I can't drive." She goes, "I can't drive either, but I can't leave my car in this parking garage."
Were you methed up?
I was messed up, not methed up. She goes, "I can't leave my car in this parking garage, though."
Smart.
And I said, how she had an Xterra, okay? Big SUV.
Yep.
And the ceiling is so low. It was on 7th and
San Jack.
No, it was going the other way. I don't know which street it was.
Lamar.
No. Lamar ran perpendicular to where this was. But yes. So I was like, you can't get towed out of a parking garage.
There we go.
You can't get towed.
What a segue.
And she's like, you're right. You're right. I can't. So we get out there. Cab! 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 And cab picks us up. Go to my place. She spends the night. And next morning, I got like a 10 or 11 a.m. soccer game. So I'm like, hey, I'll drive you back down to your car, right?
Wait, that was in college?
No, this is when I was on the radio.
You're still doing this stuff 25 years later playing soccer games?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Continue.
So, you know, we have our night together, and I got to drive her back down to her car, and I'm like, all right. So I drive her down there, and we pull up to that parking garage.
I'm already guessing what happened.
There ain't a damn car.
It's cleared out.
There is not a damn car in that parking garage. Not a single one.
Just a couple crows.
There is
guy.
Nothing in the parking garage.
An empty Subway wrapper.
And me and her look at each other like, well, shit. I guess they can get an Xterra out of the parking garage.
That answers that.
I was like, oops. And it has, like, right there, like, okay, go take this, you know, this is where you come get the car. And I was like, all right, let's go. And she goes, oh, no, 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 I don't want you to miss your soccer game. I'll just call a cab. And I was like, no, I can just drive you. She goes, no, you got a soccer game. You go to your game. So she took a cab to get her car.
What a time to be alive.
Man, what a time to be alive. Like, that's before Uber, before Lyft, all that. But she was straight up, no, go to your soccer game. I'll just take a cab. I convinced her that I
you got her towed, and then she had to get a cab to the tow yard that you told her didn't exist.
I fogged up her windows and told her we can't drive, we should take a cab, and convinced her that her vehicle could not be towed from that garage, and she got it towed, and she still said, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just take a cab. You go to your soccer game. I mean, damn. That was awesome. It was great. And that is not how I expected to start the show. That was nowhere on the menu.
And now I got kids in daycare.
Now I have kids in daycare. And Brenda still single. And we'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I have no idea if she's still single. She could be having a boyfriend. She could be engaged.
What I thought about the other day is these stories you tell on the Big Show, Bobby Bone Show, Big Show. All these girls you talk about or have moved in. They have kids. They have a career. Yep. They live in cities all over America. They could be listening to the show.
Yep.
All those people you mentioned have moved on so far from when those stories took place.
And I still tell them.
It'll blow your mind. And you say it like it's yesterday.
It was a great story. I mean, it was great. It was funny.
Can I tell the podcast thing?
You want to go podcast thing? Go ahead.
It's 1 minute of my time.
Go ahead.
I always wondered why podcasts were important, and I know now. I got a 40-minute drive. Sometimes it's 25, depending on traffic, in the morning and afternoon.
Dude, your new lifestyle is hell. You already hate it.
I love it.
Okay.
And that was a perfect segue. This has been a show of segues. Dude, with podcasts, I look forward to driving every morning. Before, it was 10 minutes. You can't really listen to a podcast. You're in your parking lot fumbling on your phone. Next thing you know, you're at work. Oh, where's my key card? I don't know. Pause the podcast. Dude, now, 30, 35 minutes, I'm in no rush. I am just cruising. I've listened to podcasts up and down, A through Z. I've listened to every podcast. Dude, I love podcasts. So what I'm saying is, now I see why people enjoy this shit.
I'm still not sure why people enjoy this podcast.
I get it now. I get it now. I look forward. When I pull out of my driveway in the morning before I hit play, the thing I'm looking forward to is playing that podcast the whole drive. I don't even care about waking up in the morning. Dude, it puts you on another planet. That was my take. That's all I had. Truck drivers, you guys are damn welcome. And also the tuggers. Miss seeing you guys on the river. And what happened to our lawyers? That one got deleted. And tractors, any of you? It's almost crop season. Over to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to disagree with you because I drove out to where you live yesterday to play golf with you, Pitts, and Pitts' neighbor. And I was like, good God, if I had to make this drive every day, I would have to find a new job or I'd find a new house. There is no way I could commute that far to and from work every single day. It is forever out there and forever back. No, thank you.
The place we went to in particular is a tad farther than where I live. Yes, that's pushing the boundaries. That's not where I live. I agree with you on that front.
I was like, I put it in the GPS and it said 41 minutes. And I'm like, what the hell? 41 minutes? God almighty. So I drive the 41 minutes out there. And then I put it in the GPS on the way home because I want to see it's around 4 o'clock, 3:30. I'm like, oh, God, there's going to be traffic. Am I going to have to go a different direction? And it said way home, 42 minutes. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. An hour and a half round trip drive to play golf. But I got to say, it was hella worth it. It was hella worth it to play with you, to play with Pitts, to play with Pitts' neighbor.
That guy was on one.
We are going to call him Sailor.
Sailor was dropping F-bombs whole one.
Whole one.
And I mean, I'm not saying any F-bomb. This is an example. He'd be like, motherfucker, are you f***ing... You know what? Why don't you just f*** me right up the f***ing... That was number two.
And he hit it right down the middle. And we're like, it's right down the middle. He goes, oh, I thought that went right. No, right down the middle about 300 yards.
But he was also notorious for saying, oh, no, you're gone totally. Your ball is f***ing gone, dude. F***ing all the way in the ravine. You'd go over there, it'd be 5 feet from the creek.
I felt bad for Pitts because he hit one right, and there's a big ravine over there, and we saw it bounce. And we're like, oh, Pitts, you might have. And he goes, no, it's gone. And I'm like, well, but we saw it bounce. He goes, a big bounce? It's gone. It's for sure gone. It's in the fairway.
To be a little bit dramatic with our buddy here, I mean, I'm his like, ball's fine.
How about some positive energy towards him? Like, man, it like even when you know, here's etiquette golf, golf etiquette.
Yeah, this is good.
Even when you know the ball is gone, there's a no doubter. You still can say, oh, man, we might be able to find it. It may have got a good kick. You always want to give the – you don't want to just pile on and just be like, yeah, dude, that's so far freaking gone. You suck. It's because they're already upset about a bad shot. So you can just at least – even though you're not being serious, you know you're not being truthful. Oh, man, I think we might be able to find that one. That's going to be right on the edge.
Didn't it hit a cow?
It did sound like it hit a house, but maybe it bounced back into play.
Brother did. Dude, brother tug one real far,
no,
right?
No.
I mean, dude, if the guy didn't have a batting cage for a screen, it would have drilled the guy's front window. And we all go, brother, you're actually not too bad over there.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is, it was number five. Big dog leg left. And he whipped his first one left so far it hit the fence of a house. Metal fence. Ding, ding. And we're like, all right, he's, I'm going to hit another one. I was like, yeah, I think he might want to hit another one.
Brother's like, do they have wind chimes? I said, no, brother, that was your ball hitting a bunch of metal objects.
And then the second one, he went so far right, he hit the houses on the right side, and it was like a Dodge Ram, and I was like, Well, brother, now if you could just do a third one and split the difference.
And also, you were kind of wondering, man, why are those houses on the right are pretty dramatic having huge batting cages
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not really, actually, because brother came pretty damn close.
Then it made me think, why the hell would you want to live right there where you have to have a big old cage protecting your house? You can't even sit in the backyard and just enjoy a nice day.
I don't think those people are 100% happy with their decisions to live on a golf course.
I understand living on a golf course if you're where there's if you're at the no, not the green, because they can fly the green.
Dude, you really want mom and dad out in your backyard visiting and there's the chance she could get hit in the head with a golf ball? That's no, how she goes out?
That's probably not good.
Yeah.
That's probably not good. But the round was hilarious. Playing with Ray is just great. We've played four holes. And Ray's like, is this number nine? I'm like, no, it's number four. He goes, no way. There is no way we've only played four holes. You, and then you, oh my God, I haven't drinking anything in an hour. I am drinking my own spit right now. We pull up to number eight. He goes, man, are we making the turn anytime soon? He goes, this is why I only play nine. It's taken almost 2 hours to play nine holes.
Well, and it didn't help. Brother goes, I said, hey, where's the golf cart? And apparently he gave two sets of keys to himself, and then you and me couldn't find a golf cart. So I go inside, and brother goes, oh, you don't have to check in, which I didn't know that. Only one person from a group checks in if everybody else already paid, which we did. We paid pits. So that's pretty cool. That's actually a pro tip. But I couldn't find the golf cart. Well, what do you know? There was one golf cart that we were waiting on from another group finishing on a course. I thought golf carts, there's 20 of them parked for everybody to take.
Yeah, Sailor was the first one there, and I didn't know that, and I went in, or I walk up, and there's a golf cart. So I put my bag on it, put my water in there, put, you know, ready to go, go in, check in. He's like, oh, he's already checked in. I'm like, all right, cool. And he goes, I gave him both keys. I'm like, well, I don't know who Sailor is.
Thanks, clubby.
So I have to go back outside. I have to take my clubs off the damn cart.
Oh, you! That's what you were telling me. Yeah. You had them loaded on another.
I had them loaded, man. I'd already thrown my keys in there, my phone in there. You know what I mean? Like, you'd unpacked your pockets,
dude. I didn't know this everything. Part of the story.
You'd already lined up your tees in the little tee holders. I'd put my balls in the little ball rack. I had done everything. I put my snacks in the appropriate position.
This makes it so much better.
And I mean, I'm ready to go. My jacket is in there just in case it's a little cold because the wind was whipping.
The windbreakers in there.
I mean, I got the windbreakers zipped up on there, the little protection around the golf cart. And I'm like, let me just go inside and get my key. And he's like, I gave it. And I'm like, well, Pitts ain't here. And he goes, no, it just. And I was like, I don't know the other guy. So I got to go outside. I had to pack up my balls. I had to pack up my tees. Got to put my snacks back in my golf bag. Got to put my jacket on. Got to pick up my water bottle. And I got a bucket of ball for the driving drain, so I got to pick that up. And then I got to carry my golf clubs around the outside of the clubhouse and go to the driving range. It was annoying.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm glad you guys got a nice driving session in before
well,
the
problem
there.
Is I didn't even use my driver because Sailor was a little bit like Ray. It is 4 minutes till tee time, and he is freaking out.
He's like, dude, I didn't know this dude was kind of a – I'm just going to call it out. I think he was kind of a psychopath. I didn't know he was like that, and Pitts is in the clubhouse, and I just got my keys. It took me 10 minutes playing a song and dance. I was grabbing a monkey's asshole, reaching my hand in through the glove compartment. I don't even know how I got the keys, but miraculously I got a golf cart. And then this dude, Sailor, comes around the corner, and he goes – I'm just going to start golfing. Tell Pitts.
Tell Pitts and meet me at number one. He's like, I'm not losing the box.
Dude.
I'm not losing. He goes,
I thought he was kidding. I thought he was effing with us.
He goes, I mean, what is he doing? Because Pitts had to go in and buy a golf club. And he was like,
hey, brother,
what's he doing in there?
Hey, brother, nice day outside, brother.
What's he doing in there? God,
hey, brother, this is a really nice pretty day, brother.
He's slow as a molasses as always. And he gets out of the golf cart, and I'm like, oh, he's going to go inside and get him.
No, he was running the whole one.
No, he walks up to the window and looks in the window and knocks on the window and then points like, I'm going to hole number one. Like, why wouldn't you just walk in and say something like, hey, man, let's go. But, dude, he could hit the ball a mile.
Dude, he was a stage 5 terrorist. I hope he doesn't listen to this. He terrified me.
I mean he was intense.
Bombs. He runs up to the first duo on hole one and goes, "You guys just go. You guys, when's your tee time?"
No, he goes, "What time's your tee time?"
And they're like, it's 7 minutes away. He's like, "Just go, just go." I'm like, dude, this isn't the Titanic.
He goes, "See, I told you we're going to lose the box. I told you that people were going to come and get in front of us." And I was like, well, they're a twosome, we're a foursome. They should just go anyway because we're going to slow them down. And he's like, "No more people. We just got to get going. We got to go." Whew.
Kind of like him now talking about him.
He was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But Ray struggled.
Well, I said I didn't. But I wasn't drinking. So I made the mistake. I didn't get any drinks.
I know. You're drinking your own spit.
Dude, on the fifth hole, I was already drinking my own spit. I had no Powerade. I had no pop. I had no water. I said, well, damn self. I get I'm not drinking, but I still could have gotten a pop from the clubhouse.
I offered you some of my water.
Well, dude, I was dying of thirst. I'm like, this is bad. This is real bad. And now we have eight. I never play 18. Never.
And Ray said, Pitts goes, well, next time, you know, we play this course, we can jump over there. There's a lot of balls. And Ray goes, that's going to be hard because I'm never coming back.
Yeah, brother, they cow tip over there, brother. You can get some balls over there, brother.
I have to give Ray credit, though. He never gets mad at golf. That's one thing about playing with Ray. No anger, no upset, no, oh, I'm slamming clubs, no nothing. Just, hey, hit a bad shot. Oh, well, I'll drop. And I appreciate when you're golfing, if you're going to look for the ball, you got about a minute. If you're in the like on the fringe of the woods or whatever, it's, and then you just take a drop. Mm-hmm. People that spend 5-10 minutes looking for a ball drives me nuts.
Yeah, I'm willing to part with a $2 ball. Some of those sore loser, take me to Aruba balls, I believe, are $10 a pop. Those are a little harder to let go of. But, yeah, usually I'm just like, let's move on, especially if we're not playing for money, we're not playing hardcore competition. We were hardcore competition. But all those reasons, dude, I'm not going to fret looking for a ball. But it's a romantic for me, too, dude. It's all about that club not hitting the ball. I want it to put a pillow underneath the ball into wherever I want to hit it. If you don't treat golf like a romantic game, you shouldn't be out there playing it. Because it is. It's not a muscle. It's not football.
No,
it's not baseball. Guys, every baseball player, including me, aren't going to be good at golf. I'm telling you right now. Because it is romantic. It is a romantic swing. You just got to put that into your head, and that's how you start getting good at golf.
You got to caress that club. You got to have soft hands. It's like fondling breasts. You don't want to just... Rah! Just like freaking rip them off. You got to be gentle with them.
Start bleeding.
And you just kind of take that club. And the harder you swing, the worse it's going to be.
Just suckle at them.
You just got to be a nice, easy swing. Boom. The anger, the testosterone, the raw, boom, super swing. It doesn't work.
And the best advice I got, random dude in Gatlinburg, he said, you swing as if the ball isn't there. And your club just happens to make contact with the ball.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's deep. But yeah, so we got done with the round of golf, and I was like, damn, I looked 43 minutes home, and I drove home.
Tell them the score.
No, you can check it out on the YouTube page. Sore Loser, I don't know what our YouTube name is.
Tough to call out.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't even know. It's like at Sore Loser Show Slat. I'm like, okay. But yeah, we did a YouTube. You can find it on our Instagrams, but lunch had 20 over. I was 46 over.
Yeah, Ray was 46 over. Which wasn't bad.
But there was progress.
There was Ray's drive, he started getting the driver out. He started figuring it out towards the end. And I will say, Ray was plus 46. It could have been much worse. If you didn't do yourself max triple bogey, we might have been looking at something worse.
But that's why you got to get in and get
right,
out.
Right,
that's
right.
Why you do max three. It's beautiful because you hit a couple bad shots, plus three. You don't really necessarily have to finish the hole is what I love about it.
Yeah.
If you do a bad drive, you're already on three, and then you do a bad shot, you're on five. There you go. There's your plus three. So it's easy to figure out in your head.
Yeah. So that was a great day on the links. It was good to go out with Ray on the links. Pitts and Saylor, great time. Not so great time happened to me on the soccer field. And I'm going to tell you, Ray, I want to know if I am wrong. Maybe I just don't understand. Maybe I misinterpreted something, but I want your opinion. Right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
So we had an intense game of soccer.
Mbappe.
No, not Mbappe. Messi wasn't there. Nobody was there. Pulisic wasn't there. It was just co-ed, rec soccer.
Who's the quick kid for us?
Hani Mukhtar.
Yeah.
It was a good game. We were playing the first place team. They hadn't lost all season. They're undefeated. They've been smoking fools.
Cooking them.
And we're in an intense game. They take the lead 2-0. We come back 2-1. They take the lead 3-1. Then they're 3-2. Then they're 4-2. And we get it to 4-3. And there's like 5-6 minutes left, right? It's getting pretty intense.
84th minute.
More like 44th minute, because we only play 50 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, whatever. And it's getting pretty heated. Girls are getting a little chippy.
Hey, don't touch my tit.
And we tie it up 4-4. So now it's all hands on deck. We're trying to get that win. We're trying to pull the upset.
What'd you say, overtime, or we're still in regulation?
Still in regulation. There is no overtime. You just tie, and you go home, shake hands, get a tie in your record.
This league just got worse. Continue.
No, it didn't get worse. It got awesome.
We tied. It was a great game.
And so this girl has the ball, and I come up, and she tries to kick, and I block it, and it goes out of bounds. And it kind of rolls away, and I run over to get it, and she goes, that's our ball, babe.
Oh, she got you with the babe.
And I said,
no, it's not.
I said, it's called, I was just getting it for you. I was trying to be nice. I don't know why you have to be condescending. I mean, geez, heaven forbid I get the ball. And some girl on her team goes, no, she said, thank you. I said, no, she said, babe. She was being condescending. You don't say babe. That doesn't mean thank you.
Right.
It doesn't mean thank you at all. So I'm pissed, right? I am like.
Because then they tried to play you dumb. You didn't hear
right,
what she
then
said.
Right, then I didn't hear. And she's like, no, she said thank you. She said thank you. No, I said, no, she said babe. Like I'm some little child that she's talking to on the soccer field. Like, oh, babe, like you didn't know. No, I'm trying to get the ball because I want as much time on the clock because I want to win the freaking game. I don't want you to walk over to pick up the ball. I am running over. I know it's your ball. But the 20 seconds I save from you walking and taking your time is time I have a chance to score a goal and win the freaking game.
I get it now.
Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm not trying to do it. I'm just getting it like, all right, hurry, here you go. Let's play. Because they were feeling the heat. They were feeling the pressure. Undefeated season on the line. Oh.
Time to eat.
It's our ball, babe. And I'm just like, who the? And so it gets, I mean, the last 4 minutes are heated.
Come here, I'll hit you.
And then this dude freaking cleats me right here. I got a cleat mark all down my leg. I'm like, mother. And he goes, all ball. And I show him the mark. I said, what part of the ball is that?
These games are getting ugly. I might need to come to one.
Dude, it was intense.
If they're anything like this, I'm coming.
It was so good. And so we end up tying 4-4. right?
Oh.
I know. We hit the post 20 seconds ago. Robin, rip, ding off the post. No! Could have had it. Could have had it. And so we're shaking hands. Good game, good game. And the girl comes up to me and is like, oh, I'm sorry if you took that, you know, me calling you babe offensively. She goes, here in the South, that means thank you.
That's Southern nice.
I said,
interesting. What is she, a lawyer? Very good angle she
brought. I said, no, it doesn't. I said, if I would have said, oh, it's your ball, babe, you would have been like, oh, okay, cool. No, that you would have been like, why you call me babe? Don't be condescending. I said, I'm not, I lived in Texas, and here, guess what? No one has ever said babe as thank you.
You're getting in a fight with a chick. The old you would have been fogging up mirrors. Now you're
but tell me,
of the name babe.
Does babe, Ray, has your wife ever said babe as thank you?
Babe is 99% of the time, the way in those type of scenarios, it's condescending.
It's condescending.
1%
of the time.
You're being
a bitch. That is what you're being. You are being a bitch.
There is a way of her to have said it, and that would have been, thanks, babe. But it's so hard in the heat of battle to say it sweet.
Thanks would have been okay. But she didn't even say thanks. She goes, it's our ball, babe. Like, hey, dumbass, it's our ball. What the do you think you're doing? Okay. It's not your ball.
That sentence then, 99.9, it is only condescending unless she said it perfect. It's our ball, actually, babe. I mean, it's so hard to say it not condescending. So she meant it condescending.
She meant it condescending, yes. And then I called her out on it, and then her teammate, then that's what even pissed me off more, is the other girl going, she said thank you. No, she, don't act like I'm stupid.
So
and
it's
I
you versus two chicks now?
You don't act like I didn't hear what she said. I know she said babe.
Right, but in their world, they can bulldoze over people probably. They're not as quick as you.
Right, and this old man is not going to take it.
You're talking about yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
The oldest person out there, like, who the f*** do you think you are? I mean, babe, get the out of here. I was
don't tread on me, babe.
No, it's not even that. I just couldn't believe that they said, it's our ball, babe. But I just wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy in saying that she was being a condescending bitch.
Well, I mean, now, dude, the lady at the checkout, when she goes, do you need paper or plastic, babe? I'm going to be like, who the fuck you talking like that to?
Okay. No, that's...
Coach, now you got me double thinking it.
Nope.
Is she being condescending to me?
Nope.
Do you need help carrying that out, babe? No, I don't know. Do I? Are you going to talk more condescending to me?
No. Different. And don't worry. They won't ask you if they need help out, if you need help out.
And it's not a competitive soccer game.
Exactly. And you know what? Because there ain't no one there to help you out. You're bagging your own damn groceries. You're checking your own damn groceries. Because on my way home from the soccer game, Ray, after I got called babe, that's our ball, babe.
A homeless guy called me shawty.
No. I have to stop by the grocery store because the kids need something for breakfast.
Another grocery store story.
Because we've been in Chattanooga last weekend.
Can we do a 1, 2, 3 grocery store story?
Yeah.
One, it's tough to say, though, just warning you.
No, it's not. 1, 2, 3
grocery store story.
So I stop at the grocery store. And it is 9:05 p.m., Ray.
We're doing a segment.
They close at 10. This wasn't even on the damn menu, and you're making me go there.
It's a segment.
And I stop at the grocery store, and I walk in, and I got to get some stuff for breakfast. So I got to get milk, yogurt, berries, bananas, a couple other things. So I go to get a cart.
Bailey's.
I go to get a cart. Okay, let me try that again. Okay, let me go to this rack. Nope.
I already know. They're all locked up for the night.
Ding, 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 Ray.
Why are they locked before the store closes?
Hello? You are still open. I need to do some grocery shopping. I can't use a damn basket.
That's the high schoolers trying to get out early.
I can't use a cart. So you put the little whatever lock system that you have so I can't even get a cart. I am so pissed. So pissed.
And you can't carry that crap. You're going to dump one of them.
So then I got to get one of those little baskets, just the little hand baskets. And finally, what I started doing is I just stacked it. I put it in the middle of the store, and I'd walk to get my item.
Dude, you were on one. You were absolutely on one.
Yes, because I just got a cleat, down the front of my freaking leg. I got, that's our ball, babe. And now I can't even use a damn cart.
And you're doing like supermarket sweep though, but with yogurt and milk.
Yeah, so I'm walking over here, walking over there. Oh, gotta get spinach, gotta get bananas, gotta get raspberries. So I'm moving place to place, getting, and so I'm just setting it, walking, setting it. People are walking like, what the hell is this basket in the middle of a freaking store?
There's a little pile of groceries.
A little pile of groceries right by the frozen food section. Right by the frozen pizzas. I got my shit just stacked.
If I'm in that grocery store, I'm going to be like, hey, buddy, let's get your shit out of my way.
I mean, I was worried. I shouldn't have been worried because let me be honest, there ain't no damn workers there. That I was going to come back and some worker was going to be like, oh, some idiot left their groceries and started putting them back. But luckily that didn't damn happen because no one there does their damn job.
No.
So I go to check out, Ray. There are 8 cash registers. How many of them are open for you to check out, Ray?
Well, 4 of them are AI, so I don't know. I'm guessing 3. I'd at least close to half.
0, Ray. There's only 3 self-checkouts available. Come on down. Okay, cool. I'll go to the self-checkout. And at one point, I'm like, it says, oh, do you need to call attendant? Well, don't worry, Ray.
I needed an attendant 10 minutes ago.
No. The attendant has the easiest job in the history of jobs.
Yeah, he's finger banging her.
Is she sitting there standing up, making sure everybody's getting checked out okay, making sure you're scanning all your items? No, Ray. She has pulled up a chair against the wall, has her feet up in the chair next to her, and she is just FaceTiming the entire time.
Are you comfy? I was kidding. I need help with my comfy diapers.
I mean, she didn't look up and ask anybody if they need help. Have a good day. Oh, do you need an attendant? Do you need me to type in that produce code? So, no, nothing. She didn't even know damn people were checking out groceries.
The audacity of the Gen Zers.
I mean, she was just sitting there like this on FaceTime like, oh, girl, you'll never believe what he did. Oh, my God. Like, hello. Talk about the easiest damn job in the world. I just did everything for you.
Good morning, millennials.
Morning.
Then I go out to the parking lot, and I'm getting in the car, and the guy...
A homeless guy's got a shiv up my ass.
The guy collecting carts looks at me and goes, hey, man, you know your gas cap's open? I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? He was like... I was going to close it, but I didn't want you to think I was messing with your car. I'm like, well, you messed with the carts and put them on lockdown, so you might as well mess with my damn car. Babe.
My tank's down, huh? The guy goes, hey, man, freeze. Oh, what? Are you going to shoot me? No, I was asking you, are you freezing out here?
And I'm walking out. He goes, actually, that's my cart, babe.
Sorry, man. I don't get your reference. I'm just a millennial. What is this babe reference?
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk baseball. Oh,
and
Adrian.
That was grocery store.
That was one, two, three.
Grocery store stories.
We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
dude.
Ray, this one's been shot out of a cannon, maybe our best.
My question for you is, do you feel bad for athletes sometimes?
No.
Never?
No, just because of the pedestal this society has put them on, which is fine. Eventually, it's going to be like streamers are the big things and the athletes aren't even the biggest. But from our childhood till right now, athletes have been the biggest thing. Now Kim Kardashian, and she's snuck onto the scene a little bit.
I mean, Adrian Peterson, dude, is selling all his stuff.
Really? It's that bad? I mean, dude was playing on Sundays, and I was rooting for him to get under 89 yards 10 dude, years ago.
You can bid on everything he owns. You can buy a chair. You can buy posters. You can buy his trophies. Dude made $127 million, something like that, and he is selling. He's having an estate sale because he needs money.
One of my fondest Adrian Peterson stories is from 2014. I'm great with years and places in my life that I was.
God, that's so sad.
Me and Baser just started dating. We were at Broadway Brew House. It was on a Sunday. It was when I would used to drink like 3 beers on a Sunday. Now I can't even drink on a Thursday because I'm sick.
Hey, you can buy his Rookie of the Year trophy right there, man.
That is actually terribly sad. But it was a Sunday, and I was rooting for Adrian Peterson under 89 yards. We had all the TVs going. The sound is going. I'm just getting to know Baser. And he wasn't even close to it. He was in the 60s, 70s. It was an easy $100 that I won, and I said, gambling's great. My life's great. I'm drinking on a Sunday. Life is great. And it was all because of Adrian Peterson being under 89 yards that game.
I just do not know. I mean, I think he has a lot of kids.
Well, we know. I mean, wasn't that the story where he hit one of them with a switch?
Yeah, but he was just playing like 2 years ago. He made $127 million, dude.
That doesn't even add up. Maybe that stuff doesn't mean anything to him, or it really is. He's trying to get it's a cash grab.
But my question is, like, how long does this last? He's going to have to get a job at Walmart being a greeter.
And that has all signs of he might have got a little deep into the gambling. How else do you go through that much money?
Child support, buying houses, buying cars. I don't know. He's selling all his pairs of shoes. If you want anything Adrian Peterson, go ahead. And they said if you go by the estate sale to bring your own dolly. Like, well, if you're going to his house to buy something.
Will it be locked up?
Funny.
Where's his estate at?
Houston. If you live in Houston, I need some. Aaron Merrick, I know you listen to this pod. I need you to go buy something from Adrian Peterson's house, man.
Is there anything in our range of affordability?
Yeah. I mean, there's footballs for $10. I mean, you got to bid on it, but yeah.
It would be nice at some point. I realize we never build for the future. If we did have semi our own studio and we could start getting memorabilia, that would be kind of a throw a couple hundred and do an AP thing and put it up on the wall. But this is Clay and Bucks as well, so.
Yeah, we would need. But we need something with Adrian Peterson. Like, he's just selling, like, sports coats. I mean, we need something that says, this is Adrian Peterson's. Like, his Rookie of the Year trophy, right now it's only $500.
That's got to be in the thousands.
It'll go up. It'll go up. But, I would bid $500 on it just to have it.
I mean, Rookie of the Year, is that NFL or college?
NFL. Like, that's what I'm saying. He's selling everything.
But that also shows you it's materialistic, bro. You realize none of that stuff matters. None of it. None of it. You know our award that we won, or we ever won one?
Yeah, we won an award.
Actually, the Bobby Bones Show ones. We got them kind of in the house, and I was telling Baser, I'm fine. If we don't have room decor-wise, get rid of them. Put them in a closet. An award's in a, actually, one of the CMA ones looks pretty dope.
Adrian Peterson, Hall of Fame cleats for sale. $110. I just can't believe you lose $127 million.
I mean, that's going to be us in a couple years, dude. Estate sale, it's the microphones, Arnold's mask.
Our YouTube channel. Hey, our kick our kick coverage.
The password to our kick account.
Hey, this pad of paper where I write down what time to put a commercial in.
Oh, shit. The Life for the Living, that book.
Life is for the Living by Grace Diaz.
Your Kansas players that you gave me, the 5 players I wrote down on a pad of paper to remember.
Oh, Timberlake. Oh, man. And then, I mean, I got the text from my cousin yesterday because fantasy baseball is about to start. And he said, hey, because I already have one team on my own. And then me and him co-manage a team in the Yahoo League. And he goes, any chance you want to manage a team in the Yahoo League by yourself? I said, come again? You don't want me to be a co-manager? And he said, no, Boone is out. And so we need someone to take over his team. And I want to know if you're interested. And I said, no, I'm not rolling two fantasy baseball teams solo. He goes, I didn't think so. Then he said, also, it's time to start thinking about who our keepers are going to be. And here are our four players that we have. Bryce Harper, Corey Seager, Luis Robert, and Mike Trout. So our first two, we're keeping Bryce Harper and Corey Seager.
What's with Seager? What's with Harper taking first baseballs?
He's going to be a first baseman now forever. But I need fantasy baseball experts. I need someone. Do we keep Robert or do we keep Trout?
Robert, White Sox?
Yeah, badass.
Dude, Trout's just such a name. Is he really getting hits and stuff anymore?
Here's the problem. He's been so hurt the last few years that he's really hampered us.
And he's been protected by Ohtani, and Ohtani, I believe, is in a different team in L.A. now.
Yeah, he's on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And so I am like, man, I texted him and I said, I hate to tell you, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm leaning towards kicking Trout to the curb. Just the injuries the last couple of seasons have rubbed me the wrong way. Will Trout ever be Trout again?
Will a fish swim upstream?
And there was no reply for 12 minutes. So then I texted him. I said, but when I put that in writing, deep down, I feel like we should ride or die with Trout. I can live with Trout sucking.
Wait, what? You're going saying something else now.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I said, I don't know what to do.
Your coaching is about as confusing as Mike Tomlin and wrapped up with Vrabel.
So my question is, do we keep Trout or Robert?
Robert.
Or Robert. It's really, I don't know how you, but.
Yeah, him.
That's our fantasy baseball conundrum.
Dude, the only time fantasy baseball was good was when I was in high school and there was a website the Sporting News put on called Small World. It was the most badass thing because fantasy just started. I was obsessed with it. Checked it every day. It's gone to Yahoo, ESPN, other sites, WooBox. Just gone downhill. But that's when I was obsessed with it. Small World, dude, my favorite morning. I'd wake up every morning, freshman, sophomore, junior year of high school, and type in smallworld.com, kid. Best. I don't even know if the site exists anymore. It was awesome.
It probably doesn't. A lot of sites move on. And that's I need people to give their opinion. I need to know because when I'm sitting there on opening day and I have my fantasy baseball roster and I know who I'm cheering for, I'm cheering for the Cubs, and then I need to know, am I cheering for Trout or Robert? And I'm going to be sitting there drinking out of my dugout mug. And I'm going to be sitting there going, man, that's a sore loser's logo right there on the mug. And then I'm going to be like, man, if we end up like Adrian Peterson in 10 years, someone at our estate sale is going to get a discounted dugout mug right here out of our house.
Dude, and I'm not having the first patio beer until it's me and my father-in-law. I'm saving that drink, and we're going to do it out of our dugout mugs.
Will you drink out of the same one?
So I need to borrow yours. Father-in-law needs to use that one. I'm going to use mine.
Okay.
So.
Well, you could order him one.
Oh, what was the code?
Loser20.
Oh.
Loser20, dugoutmugs.com, opening day. Dude, I'm talking drinking out of a real baseball bat. Or, hey, you don't want to do drinks? You want to do shots? They got shot glasses.
Dude, I could have used the dugout mug on the golf course. I was thirsty for five holes.
Dude, you could have dipped that sucker down in the stream. You're like, oh, my God. Dude, I don't know if I'm going to survive. Dude,
what a great advertisement. What was I thinking? That's how you drink on the course.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That would have been it. Oh, but you wouldn't even drink out of my water bottle.
And I was actually, the hangry is when you're hungry and angry. There's dehatred when you're dehydrated and you have hatred in your heart. Dude, I had dehatred for five holes.
Yeah, so any Major League Baseball team fan, if you want to get them a gift for opening day, dugout mugs is the perfect gift. And in 5 years, if you wait 5 years, you can probably get ours at our estate sale.
Code LOSER20.
Yeah, code LOSER20. Yeah, and Batter's Box. I want to give you an update on Batter's Box.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
I have not talked to him since the Super Bowl.
Sad, man. I keep the updates. You were at first intriguing. They were funny a little. Now it's actually showing some sort of separation I haven't talked to my brother in 3 years. Now it's just getting depressing, dude.
Oh, man. And I think he's depressed. I mean,
I'm making light of it, right?
Oh, man.
Sorry about your family.
Let's see.
Before what up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
Before we go home, let's see if he'll answer. He's not going to answer, dude.
Hey, kid, I'm staying the night until the Niners win.
Not going to happen.
Hey, kid, code Willie Mays. Hey, kid, Tim Lincecum is going to win the MVP. Mark my words.
No answer.
Yep.
Sad. All right, everybody, have a good weekend.
Have a good drive. I know now why you guys listen.
All right. Damn, that was wild. That menu was good.
Well, and you forgot the dessert.
What?
I said every episode we should conclude with at least one story from Vegas.
Oh, man.
I was so into podcasts. I was listening to old podcasts of ours, and we did a Vegas story. Phenomenal. I just think that needs to be integrated in some way, or at least once a week.
I don't think we have 365 Vegas stories.
Good point. Yeah. Maybe we need to go back.
All right. Let's book a trip. Hey, would your wife go?
She would. She would, but we're moving still. She'll always, dude, she's more down than me.
Oh, my wife is ready.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.